Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Question: if you were tempted, is it possible that under certain circumstances you might not be able to resist? It isn't a question of whether or not you could resist. It's simply that you know you possibly would not. At that moment, your brain would shut off. Your feelings would take over. You wouldn't think about what you do or the fact that what you're doing can destroy your career, your marriage, your integrity. You don't think. You just act. Now, before you answer that question, you need to ponder for a moment some of the situations in which men have found themselves, whose stories could have been written in the Wall Street Journal, the Times in Manila, or the South China Post in Hong Kong. But no, they were written in the Bible. These are the sad chronicles of men who had so much going for them, but threw it away when sexual temptations presented themselves, and without thinking, they took the plunge. David, of course, is foremost among them, a man described as a man after God's heart. No wonder Paul wrote, "So be careful if you are thinking, 'Oh, I would never behave like that.' Let this be a warning to you, for you too may fall into sin." These men, the ones who failed the test of temptation, are balanced by a Joseph who resisted that temptation. So how does a person know whether or not he is strong enough to resist the force of what you know is wrong? Guideline number one, make your decision ahead of time. With resolve, you affirm, "Never, under any set of circumstances, will I back down on what I know is right." Growing up with a fear of God helps you with that decision, but committing your life completely to Jesus Christ with firm resolve and deciding ahead of time that you will serve Him helps you drive a stake in the ground firm enough to hold you. As I walked to my hotel in Sydney, Australia, a girl about 20 started walking beside me. "Do you want a girl?" she asked. I was overnight in a city where nobody knew me. Was I tempted? I glanced at the girl and thought of my daughters. "No," I quietly said. "I've got 3 girls, a wife and 2 daughters about your age." "No problem. I decided ahead of time." Guideline number 2. Don't be at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's part of being prepared. Curiosity is deadly. Take a business associate with you. Don't be misled by thinking, "Having lunch with her is strictly business." Keep the door of your office open. Everybody does it. So what? You're not everybody else, and neither is the woman you married. Guideline 3. Feed your mind and soul on what builds integrity, not destroys it. While the internet is a powerful communication tool, it's a cesspool of pornography and iniquity. Hey, nobody can stop you from doing what you want to do. But the issue is, what do you want to do? Paul wrote that you are to feed your mind on what is pure, honest, of good report, and so forth. Check out what he says in Philippians 4. Concentrate on expediting it. Remember, as you think, so are you. Guideline 4, be accountable. Join a men's group. Start a weekly meeting with a few friends who care enough to ask tough questions. Be honest enough to give them straight, honest answers. Guideline number 5, keep your spiritual life vibrant. Your relationship with the Lord, being in the Word, praying regularly, being involved in your church, forms the bulwark that keeps those within safe from the storm without. Only the fool says, "It couldn't happen to me," but the wise man ensures it won't happen to him.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.